As part of rock critic Ken Tucker's mini-series about the current resurgence of pop rock, he's reviewing the new CD Blue, spelled the French way, B-L-E-U. Blue is the adopted name for William McCauley, a Boston-based musician who alternately performs with a full backup band or gives solo performances that simulate the same effect via electronic samples, sound effects, and tape loops. Ken says that on Blue's new album, called Redhead, he uses a combination of these two strategies to great effect.
We had a moment, we had a long talk, we had a few laughs, we had a night off, we had a few drinks, we happened so fast. Before I noticed, we had a sofa. I know, we had a few fights. I didn't see why we had to say bye. I'm doing fine. My friends all say so. I'm doing all right. But that don't mean dick unless you know. I know.
Who's the nerviest wimp in current pop music? No, it's not American Idol's Clay Aiken. It's William McCauley, who's blue in more ways than one. On Redhead, he's created a concept album about a guy who whines to, rages at, and peeps on a woman who obviously dumped him for doing all that stuff. Embedded in lush melodies, loamy with layered guitars, and rich multi-track vocals, Blue's Redhead is a sustained meditation on romantic obsession.
Since you left me,
these are the protestations of a guy who doth protest too much. On that song, Something's Gotta Give, sung with an uncanny John Lennon-esque edge in his voice, Blue begins by saying that since his girls left him, he's feeling fine, quote, back to normal. Then the creepiness begins to creep in. The phrase, drama's over since we dulled that shine, is a tip-off that he's a guy who gets off on high-maintenance relationships. Then he runs into his ex's mother at the mall, who tells him she misses having him around the house. He's telling this to his ex-girlfriend, using her own mother, hoping to instill guilt. Yeah, like that's gonna work as a strategy to get her back.
The street light winds through my cheap Venetian blinds. The hip-hop beats will not go to sleep. So I slip outside and go stalking in the night, 'cause I don't know what to do about my life. So I'm watching you sleep right outside your window, in
Okay, now we're getting into the really disturbing stuff. Very pretty song, isn't it? But the first verse has the line, "So I slip outside and go stalking in the night because I don't know what to do with my life." He says he's, quote, "right outside your window, inches away from sleeping with you." Time to get a restraining order, as long as Blue can bring all his recording equipment to keep making such music.
What if I was alright? What if I wasn't bound so tight? What if I had the balls to be back? Would you still look at me like that? Would you be mad that I had held me back? Why can't I be somebody else? Somebody who isn't too cool to believe it's okay to be just me.
By the end of this album, Blue is sublimating his frustration with a rubber blow-up doll until he's blue in the face and elsewhere. "What if I wasn't wound so tight," he muses miserably on somebody else. Well, you may have gotten the girl, Blue, but you probably wouldn't have made this squirmily gorgeous album.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed the new CD, Redhead, by Blue.